Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
So was he being a jerk during the Barbie movie? We just got done talking about this list that Kristen brought in where a whole bunch of dudes are very upset about the Barbie movie.
It's made $1 billion and has a 2.9 rating on Google. The math is not mathing.
If you're a dude and you are so offended by that movie and you went on Google and gave it a 1-star, I mean, it's time to look at yourself, man. I mean, come on, you're being a little sensitive, bro. So let's stick with this whole Barbie theme for just 1 second, okay? Because he asked this weekend on Reddit if he was being an a-hole or not. So he writes, he and his girlfriend go to see Barbie on Friday, and he wanted good seats, right? So he reserved them. It's one of those theaters where you can reserve, so he's right there in the middle, right? So he reserves the seats, and when they get there, there's a woman with her daughter, and she looks like she's about 6 years old in their seats, right? So he told the mom that she was in the wrong spot, and mom said, yeah, I know, I'm aware. She said that when she bought the tickets, there were only two left. There was one in the front row and there was one way in the back. So she was hoping they'd switch so she could sit with her kid. Right now,
that is a bold ask.
Okay.
Yeah. And not even ask. Like, you're already sitting in the seats.
You're sitting in the seats, so you know they got there early so we can rectify this thing before anybody else gets in the theater. So this dude takes a look at his girlfriend, looks at the mom and the kid, and goes, nah. And he says, you know, I'm sorry, but this really isn't my problem here. And he claims that he politely asked her to move. Then she told him he was being rude and he was being inconsiderate. Someone else in the theater overheard what was going on. They offered up their seats instead, really hanging this guy out to dry.
You look bad now.
So that was the end of it, pretty much, or almost. After the movie, guy's girlfriend comes up to him and says, it would have been just fine. I mean, why? I mean, it's a mom and their daughter. It would have just been fine, and it would have been the right thing to do. So they get into a fight about it also. He's wondering now, was he being the jerk or not?
Absolutely not. 0% this guy is the a-hole. Because here's the thing. They knew going into this theater where their seats were, and they could have totally bought seats for a different time, for a different theater. It shows such a gross amount of entitlement to think that just because it wasn't convenient for you to go to a different movie time or a different theater, that you think somebody else should give up their seats, that they were proactive and bought. Very upset by this.
Somebody commented, and this was about the whole airplane incident where a mom asked a woman to switch seats, and she was like, no, I mean, I purposely got this window seat. I'm not going to move. And everybody was like all up in arms, either on one side or the other. In the same instance here, one person wrote, it's okay to ask. Like, it's not a crime to ask somebody to see if they can accommodate you. Mm-hmm. And it's also not a crime to say no. Mm-hmm. Like, both of those, it's okay to ask and it's okay to say no. So for the mom to be like, you're rude. No, he's not rude. He bought those seats. You asked. He didn't feel like accommodating you, so you just have to suck it up and sit in the seats that you were able to buy.
Right, agreed.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think he's a jerk at all. I've gone through this on a plane a lot, I feel like, and there's a reason you get a specific seat, like you pay for it ahead of time because mm-hmm. that's what you want to be your seat. And if I were him, I would have been mad that she asked me because I would have felt bad saying no. Like, now I'm in this position where I have to say no, but I would have said no.
So let me ask you guys a question. I didn't have this on the schedule, but I'll ask you guys for your input on it. I'm not asking who's the jerk here and who's not. I'm just going to present the situation that happened to Tiffany and I on our plane this weekend.
Okay.
So we were leaving to go to Toronto this weekend for our anniversary. It's supposed to be a romantic weekend. In full disclosure, this last month has been a season for Tiffany and I. Hadn't been all that easy. So as we're coming out of it, this weekend was supposed to be romantic and, you know, very togetherness, right? So just to set the tone, not just an ordinary trip, a romantic trip. So we get on our flight. And for whatever reason, our seats are on opposite sides of the aisle. So she's in the window seat on, like, let's call it 13A, right? And I'm on 13, whatever that window seat would be, D.
Mm-hmm.
So there are two people in between us, right? So she politely asks the person next to her if he would move so we could sit. And he said, you know what? I really like an aisle seat. So no, I'd rather sit here. Cool. Now, the woman next to me was in her 80s, and she was sporting a cane, and I just didn't feel comfortable asking her to change seats. She was already settled in. To be totally honest with you, she didn't look all that comfortable, and she was in her 80s and a cane and all that. I'm not going to ask, right? So I kind of, like, just waved at Tiff, like, see you in 2 hours, right? Yeah, this kind of sucks. Well, Tiffany, and this is the first time I've seen her kind of do something like this. This is really unlike her, sort of asked other people to rearrange their seats or ask the flight attendant if anybody would volunteer. That would be really, really great, right? So the flight attendant starts asking people if they would rearrange their seats so Tiffany and I could sit together. Now, I am sitting in my row, really awkward and embarrassed by the whole situation.
Again, it doesn't hurt to ask.
People pleaser over here, man. It's just like, I don't want to be a pain to anybody. Yep. I understand that we're going to be on this flight. But in my mind, I'm thinking, I'm going to sleep the entire way anyway. So while we might be with each next to each other, we ain't going to be with each other.
Right.
So I'm like, not a big deal. I'll just stay in my seat, see you in 2 hours. Well, Tiffany didn't want that. So she was like rearranging seats and asking people. So finally, we found two people that changed. Tiffany sucked it up, and she got aggressive, and she asked politely, and they said, sure, they would do it, right? Well, when I got back into the seat, I sensed that she wasn't real happy that I wasn't real more aggressive, and she was the one that was changing the seats, and it wasn't as important to me, okay? Right? Now, so let me ask you this question. If that's you guys, are you awkward in the ask of everybody else to rearrange the seat, or do you do it? Because I don't have that in me.
Oh, no. Bart and I have been in a situation like that, and it was actually a really, really sad flight, and it would have been nice to have been sitting next to him.
Yeah, what do you mean it was a sad flight? Well, you mean like it was like a funeral?
Well, no, something tragic happened, and we had to leave somewhere quickly and swiftly to get back home,
oh,
and
okay.
We didn't have seats next to each other.
I thought you walked in there, and they were showing a sad movie.
No.
Everybody was somber in the flight.
It was one of those crying. You didn't know you could book cry flights where everybody on the plane's crying?
Do you pay extra or less for that?
You pay so much extra for it.
I would think less.
You know,
I don't want to be on the cry flight.
Cry flight's getting high demand these days. No, so we had to cut a vacation short because something tragic happened. So he and I were on the same flight, but we weren't sitting next to each other. And while it would have been nice to sit next to each other, No, we weren't asking people to move, and we didn't.
It just makes me uncomfortable, but let me ask you guys, and then I'll tell you why I didn't.
I see where she's coming from, because in that moment, if you want something to happen, as a lady, you kind of want your guy to step up.
Sure.
And then when you have to do it, it makes you feel like a man, and that doesn't feel good. So I get why she's upset, but mm-hmm. If I was in that situation, I would have just slept the flight.
I've been in this situation a couple times, and I'm always like you. And this, I don't want to ask anybody. I don't want to inconvenience anybody, so I'll just suck it up. Even if it's like maybe a 5-6 hour flight, I might be a little more aggressive in asking. But for like a 2 hour flight, nah, I wouldn't have said anything.
I wouldn't have either.
I was proud of her for doing it because she clearly has more balls than I do. But it's unlike, normally she wouldn't do something like that, but she's kind of going through a metamorphosis right now, also. And my thought really was like, honestly, it's not very romantic. It's just very practical. Like, I'm going to sleep through this flight anyway, and you're probably going to read. So is it really that important for us to be right next to each other? But there is something more intimate about sitting next to each other on the flight. So they rearranged it, and it was fine, but I really felt like an a-hole.
I get it.
I totally did.
The Burt Show.